You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let us begin with top news from industry. Riding on the optimism of a growing economy, increase in earnings and buoyant markets, India Inc. has recommended a dividend payout of Rs. 3.26 trillion for FY23. This is a whopping 26% higher than the nearly Rs. 2.6 trillion that corporates shelled out to investors in the year-ago period. The Rs. 3.26 trillion dividend payout is by 317 companies of the BSE 500 that have declared dividends. The payout ratio of these companies has also risen to 41.46% in FY23 from 34.66% in FY22. IT major Tata Consultancy Services topped the charts with a total payout of Rs. 42,090 crore, 167.4% rise from that in the previous fiscal. Mining major Vedanta, a subsidiary of London-headquartered Vedanta Resources, followed with a total dividend recommendation of Rs. 37,758 crore, 126% rise from FY22, while Hindustan Zinc came in third with a 319% jump to Rs. 31,899 crore. Coal India with a payout of Rs. 20,491 crore, IETC with Rs. 15,846 crore, ONGC with Rs. 14,153 crore, and Infosys with Rs. 14,069 crore were the others among the top 10, according to stock exchange data. In a news related to defense, artillery guns, helicopter rotor blades, components for drones and steel alloys for fighter jets are some of the areas where Bharat Forge is seeing growth in the mid to long term, as it expands play in the defense and aerospace sectors to reduce dependence on revenues from the automotive business. Amit Kalyani, Deputy Managing Director, Bharat Forge, said, quote, "I think this defense business is the biggest inflection point for our company. A business that has been nurtured by our management and developed over the last 12 years. All the IP for this is homegrown and developed in-house," unquote. Recently, the Pune-based Baba Kalyani-led company forged partnerships with US-based energy and defense corporation company General Atomics to make main landing gear components, sub-assemblies and assemblies of unmanned aerial vehicles. In another news related to industry, the recent major amendments to the Competition Act have strengthened India's antitrust law, attuning it to new-age economic realities, such as the fast-growing digital business. However, the Competition Commission of India seems unequal to its task, owing to a slow pace of capacity building, if not also a lack of political will to give it a free hand. The policy ambivalence came into play at a time when the CCI was taking its rightful place in the regulatory landscape after an initial period of relative complacency. The Competition Commission of India became operational only in 2009, though the Competition Act 2002 came into force in January 2003. This was because of a legal wrangling that went on for years over its structure between the executive and the judiciary. Moving on to telecom. Telecom operators have increased the SMS tariff by 25% for overseas tech firms like Amazon, Google, Meta and others for sending messages to their customers in India. The latest hike, which takes the tariff to Rs. 4 per message, comes at a time when these firms have been expressing concern that the telcos overcharge them for sending SMS OTP, confirmation code, order updates to their customers in India. Though these firms have operations in India, telcos charge them international long-distance SMS rates because the servers located abroad are used to generate messages to consumers in India. To avoid paying higher charges, companies like Amazon and Uber have lately reduced their volume of SMS and instead started communicating using their own apps or emails to communicate with their customers. Emails sent to Bharti Airtel, Vodafone India, and Reliance Jio regarding the recent hike in international SMS rates did not elicit any response till the time of going to the press. Meanwhile, the size of the government's flagship manufacturing sector support program, Production-Linked Incentive Scheme, has touched Rs. 2.05 trillion, against the initial commitment of Rs. 1.97 trillion. It could rise further as many more sectors are demanding the benefits and the administrative ministers are supporting them. Basic chemicals used in pharma and other industries may get PLI support. Other sectors vying for the incentives are furniture, toys, leather, and footwear, and bicycles. Lastly, stocks in focus. The SGX Nifty gained 0.94% in trade on Monday morning, signaling that domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex would open on a positive basis. Nifty futures were 174 points higher on the Singaporean exchange at 18,722. Domestic indices soared in trade on Friday. NSE Nifty 50 touched a fresh high for the calendar year 2023, crossing the 18,500 mark. However, the index gave up that level to close at 18,499, up 0.97%. Sensex surged over 1% intraday, reclaiming and closing above the 62,500 mark. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.